an individual would get
to. There's a lot of pressure on Chuck Ream as he tries to get last-minute preparations in place for his group's first major fundraiser. There are long-stemmed wine glasses, white tablecloths, and well-dressed guests, just like a lot of political fundraisers. Maybe a little more Bob Marley on the sound system. Ream is with MI Legalize, a group made up largely of activists and pot enthusiasts. He says if the fundraiser fails, so does the campaign.
The importance of this event is to see whether or not an independent cannabis movement will continue to exist in Michigan.
MI Legalize is the most liberal marijuana legalization proposal that has popped up so far. It would allow anyone 21 and over to grow up to 12 plants and adds new protections for medical patients and caregivers. The group believes it will need to raise at least $500,000 to collect enough signatures to put its proposal on the November 2016 ballot. Just a few months back, Ream told me he did not believe there was enough financial backing to succeed in 2016, but he says one major thing has changed.
You would call it pure existential threat.
He's talking about two other campaigns that are organizing now, spearheaded by Republican political operatives from Oakland County. Those groups have not disclosed the names of their financial backers, but they appear to be supported by businesses hoping to capitalize on the new industry that legal marijuana would create in Michigan.
Our whole movement is threatened by the guys who used to say we were bad, the Oakland County Republicans. Now they want to come in and take all the money for themselves.
MI Legalize supporters charge that those proposals put profits first and fail to provide enough protections for medical patients and caregivers.
Legalization is an inevitable. You know, here in the state of Michigan. The question is, what is going to be the model and who's going to be making the money? Simple as that.
That's Tim Beck, a marijuana advocate who had long worked alongside Ream and other MI Legalize organizers. But he now finds himself in an adversarial position after joining one of the Republican-led campaigns, the Michigan Responsibility Coalition.
Yes, we do have some deep-pocketed investors that are looking to control the wholesale market.
Beck says he joined the Michigan Responsibility Coalition because he simply sees it as the group most likely to succeed in legalizing marijuana in 2016. He says he does not see that same potential in MI Legalize.
I understand, you know, where they're coming from, but I have serious doubt that they have the financial ability and political expertise to win and see their program through.
The third group, the Michigan Cannabis Coalition, does not seek to corner the entire wholesale marijuana market. It does allow state lawmakers to establish licensing for commercial marijuana grows. It also leaves it up to the legislature to set tax rates on retail sales. Back in Ann Arbor, Chuck Ream says the MI Legalize fundraiser has been a clear success.
We're going to get $60,000 or more tonight. This has never been accomplished by any independent cannabis movement in the U.S. before.
And Ream says that means now his campaign can hire paid signature gatherers, accelerate signature gathering, and improve the prospects of putting its question on the 2016 ballot. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Ann Arbor.